I had a really big bad lie in grade school, and then one high school, and then one college. And then I think I got really good. But so this is from high school. Which one am I telling? My high school. And so let's see. I went to an all-girls Catholic high school, and that meant we had nuns who were pretty mean and pretty scary. And one of our, the main two was Sister Mary Claire, who was the principal, and then Sister Petra, who was the assistant principal. But anyway, this story is about a scar, but it's true lie. It's a true lie. And I liked sports, so I played a lot of sports, and I was captain of the gym team. And because I was the captain, I got some special privileges. And one of them was sometimes I had to go in and take care of different things inside the gym and everything. And so I'd have to get the key from the principal and go in and take care of things. So I loved gymnastics, and I especially loved the trampoline. And so this one day, I got the key, and my friend Lizzie Lauer, who was a classmate and my best friend since second grade, lived next door to me. She loved the trampoline, too. So I was in the gym, and I thought, here's the key. And so I said, Lizzie, why don't you go over to Sears? It's only about two blocks away, and get the key made. And then when we want to another time, we can come to the gym and come to, you know, play. So I talked her into it. She went to Sears, came back. We got the key, gave back the real key, the original key, to Sister Mary Claire. And then that next weekend, we decided to go to the gym. And so we go inside, and we look around, and nobody's there. And so we slip in. And then we open the door, and we slip into the gym. And we had to open the trampoline because they were closed. And, you know, so we opened the trampoline up. And so we're jumping, and we're having a great time. And I don't know if anyone ever did the double thing on trampoline, which isn't really a smart thing to do, but it's really fun. And so you're jumping double, and one person stops real quick, and the other just flies up. So Lizzie did that, stopping real quick, and so I flew up, and I was coming down, and I looked down, and all of a sudden she was, like, right under me, her head. So I put my knees real quick up tight, but my knees went through my chin. So I got a scar, but what happened was blood started, like, pouring on the trampoline, and then, you know, we're going through the hallway, blood all in the gym, in the hallway, into the locker room, into the bathroom, a trail of blood, and it was on the trampoline, and so we're washing it up and trying to get it to stop, and so we did, and then we had to clean up the whole floor, and then the trampoline, you couldn't do that. You had to, it was a trampoline, so it just had the stain, so we had to close that up. The whole time, my lip was, like, you know, throbbing, and anyway, we closed it up, put it away, went out back out home. I lived about four blocks from there, so we walked home. And so it's like, well, what am I going to tell my parents? You know, I can't tell them we stole the key and opened the door. So I thought, I wasn't really thinking, so I said, I tripped up a curb. That's the only thing I could think of. So that was my lie. But what happened with that lie is sometimes you have to end up telling another one. So I told my tripped up the curb, but it was pretty bad, so I needed to go to the emergency room and have stitches. So when you go to the emergency room and you have you have to get a whole report, and the report says that it happened on public property because I said it again. I had to say, "Oh, I tripped up a curb," and so they have to report to the police then if it's on public property. So we had to, that was another, like, oh my God, you know, but still I kept the lie. And so get home, and I'm a big family, so there were nine of us, and we're sitting around, and we're eating pasta fazool for dinner. And if anyone's ever had pasta fazool, first of all, it's hot, and it can be spicy, which ours was, so I have this big, you know, lip that's all bloody and stitched, but I'm so nervous, I'm eating it. And I'm in the middle of trying to eat it and pretend like everything's okay, and the doorbell rings, and it's the police. So what happened is, the police come in, and they said, I have to take them to the curb that I tripped. Oh my God. And if the curb has damage, then my father can sue. And being one of seven kids, my father with two jobs, he's always looking for, you know, whatever. So I could just see the dollar signs in his eyes, just hoping that, you know, the curb is damaged. And I was dying. You know, I was Catholic then, and I was just praying so hard. And so the police, just me, nobody came with me. My parents didn't come with me. They put me in the police car. I'm sitting in the back of the car, you know, the police car, and I'm just sitting there. My heart is pounding. My lip is throbbing. I'm just praying that the curb that I make up to find won't have any damage to it. And so went up to Tenley Circle. I don't know if you know D.C. I grew up in D.C. And Tenley Circle, and we parked over here, and I said, it's over there. And so we got out, and it was nighttime, so they had to get their flashlights, and parked and walked over and flashed the light and looked all around the curb. And luckily, I wouldn't have had to tell another lie because there was no damage to it. So that's it. I did. I told my parents, but really not until, I don't know, 30s. I was 30s or 40. And, oh, yeah, there was blood all over the trampoline. And so the teacher, they had a big conference. We all had to get together, assembly, trying to figure out who it was. And that was another lie I never said I did.